Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 515-207-2006. We serve all of Iowa. We're also happy to meet with you and provide most legal services virtually without requiring you to leave your home. Enjoy the video.
Hello, this is Matt with Learn About Law, and today I'm going to talk about what it means to have a common law marriage in the state of Iowa. Iowa is one of several states which recognizes a common law marriage, or a marriage that developed over time between the two parties without a formal marriage ceremony. Because the marriage status of an individual can have very significant legal consequences, it is important to understand how a given relationship over time can become a marriage relationship. First, there must be an intent of both parties to reside or to act as if they were married. This intent must be present and ongoing and cannot be either a past intent or future intent to be married. It also has to be shared by both parties, where there is a meeting of the minds between both parties that they are married even though there has not been a marriage certificate or ceremony. Second, there needs to be continuous cohabitation between the two parties. Just living together for a period of time is not sufficient. The cohabitation must be ongoing and continuous. And while Iowa courts have declined to state a specific length of time, the cohabitation should be at least several years, generally speaking. Relationships of a shorter term will not qualify as marriage, nor will a relationship of mutual benefits or conveniences. Finally, and most importantly, the parties have to hold themselves out to the public as being married. The parties need to be known to be married within their community. Courts will consider the public statements made by each of the parties as important. Records such as tax returns, retirement policies, health insurance policies, financial and property records, which list the parties as single, married, or divorced, as these documents can contain a public declaration about the status of the party's relationship and whether the parties see themselves as married or not. One last point. A person claiming a common law marriage has the burden of proof in establishing the relationship as a common law marriage. Evidence in accordance with a clear and convincing standard will be examined. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comments section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed this video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 515-207-2006. We have many locations for your convenience. We serve all of Iowa. Thank you again for watching.